所以今天要跟大家分享的事情是我们一起来门训。
And let's share with disciples today.
千万不要以为我们还年轻，错过了门训的时间就很难夺回来。
And don't think that you are still young.
我们第一个要解决的问题是什么是门训。
So we are going to talk about what is discipleship.
我查了一下它的 definition.
I looked at the definition.
上面是说的门徒训练是指这样的一个过程。
So on there it says.
带领人与神建立正确的关系，并通过精心设计的成长策略培养他们。
Discipleship is guiding individuals to build the right relationship.
使之长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
When you grow up into Christ's fullness.
然后他也可以在其他人身上倍增这个过程。
You can also do the same in others.
有没有觉得很难？
Do you feel like it's really hard?
或许我们可以看一个更简单的版本，好吗？
Maybe let's look at an easier version.
但是我要确定一件事情，这就是耶稣给我们每一个人的大使命当中要我们每个人去做的。
So we know that this is exactly what God wants us to do.
对每个基督徒而言，你的门训的对象就是你身边初入教会的慕道朋友。
As Christians, it's the people around us when we walked out of church.
对父母来说，最直接的关系就是门训我们的孩子们。
As parents, the important thing is our kids.
所以今天我要带领大家回到圣经来看耶稣是怎么样做门训的。
So I want you to look in the Bible.
但是今天在这之前我要先来跟大家分享一个很重要的呼召。
But before that, I want to tell you something very important.
是我认为在现今基督徒生命当中最急需要恢复的一个呼召。
So something I feel like is really important right now.
就是向这个世代说来跟从我。
So tell this generation, come.
我们现在看三处的经文。
Let's read the Bible verses.
来看，来跟从我的呼召。
Come and follow my calling.
马可福音第一章第十七节，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”第二节经节在哥林多前书十一章第一节，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。提摩太后书第二章一到二节，我们一起来读。我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。在第一处经文里面讲明了耶稣对门徒呼召说来跟从我。
The first passage clearly shows Jesus calls to his disciples, come follow me.
家人们，这是一个伟大的呼召。
This is a great calling.
有人要跟从你，那你必须知道自己要往哪里去啊。
Someone wants to follow you, you need to know where you want to go.
你要知道你的生命往哪里去啊。
You need to know where your life is going.
所以今天在这一节经文里面，神也在问我们每一个人，你知道你的生命往哪里去吗？
So in this passage, God is asking you, do you know where you want to go in life?
耶稣今天正在呼召你，来跟从我。
God is telling you to come and follow me.
第二处的经文是使徒保罗，他是一个已经跟从耶稣基督的人。
The second passage is from Apostle Paul. He's a man who has followed Christ.
他向着教会和他的后世说，来效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And it says the urge the church and his generations follow my example as my follow Christ.
第三处经文是讲到保罗实际门训了提摩太。
The third passage shows Paul actively discipling his spiritual son Timothy.
他又邀请提摩太起来门训他的世代。
So encourage him to rise up with this generation.
弟兄姐妹，我真的很爱世代的信息。
And brothers and sisters, I just love this generation.
因为我只有这个世代。
Because I only have this generation.
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
我明白我们的神是世世代代的神。
I understand that God is for all generations.
但是我只有这个世代。
But for me, I only have my generation.
有一天我会服侍完我的世代，然后就睡了。
And one day I will be finishing up with my generation.
所以跟你旁边人说，我的世代很重要。
And tell the person next to you, my generation is very important.
在我读完上面三节经文以后，
when I finish reading these three passages,
我就在想，什么时候基督教的信仰已经变成每个主日来听牧师讲道就可以交账的信仰？
So while I was reading it, it feels like when did Christian actually come to church and just feel like that's faith?
什么时候教会是开始复兴呢？
So when do we start our revival?
是当每一个主的门徒都勇敢站立，以门训万民，门训这个世代为呼召。
And when we are able to stand up for a disciple.
因为这样的一群人不会向世界的价值观妥协。
So these people will not be with the world.
他们会站立了稳，并向四周人说：“来跟从我，像我跟从基督一样。” Amen.
They will stand firm and follow Christ.
这样我们才在做主所做的事情。
So like that, we will do what God wants to do.
我们来看一下耶稣是怎么门训的。
So let's take a look at what God has done.
所以在我们的生活中，也可以学像耶稣的门训。
In our life, we can also learn what he does.
我们一起来读马可福音第三章十三到十五节。
So let's
我们一起来读神的话。随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，要差他们去传道，并给他们见赶鬼。 Amen。耶稣上了山上，做了一件事情，就是呼召了十二个门徒。
Jesus went up on the mountainside and he called 12 disciples.
这是我们大家很熟悉的经文。
We know this verse very well.
但从这一节经文里面，我们来看门训到底是什么。
And in this verse, let's really look at what disciple means.
第一，门训是一个刻意建立的关系。
Discipleship is a chosen relationship.
我们今天所读的经文里，耶稣上了山。
In the passage, it says Jesus went up to the mountain.
耶稣上山去就是去祷告。
Jesus went up to the mountain to pray.
为什么祷告？
To pray for what?
耶稣要在众多跟随他的人群中选出十二个门徒，来与他们建立更深的关系。
He wants to pray and pick 12 people.
所以圣经说随自己的意思。
So it says that call to him those he wanted.
意思是不是人们想跟就跟，想走就走？因为这是群众或是粉丝。
It's not like you just want to follow like fans or people.
是刻意进入人的生命当中，邀请他们与自己同行，并且分享生命。
You have to be intentional.
弟兄姐妹，你有发现刻意表明了爱跟关怀？
Brother and sister, do you see intentionally shows love and care?
也表示了更深的关系。
Indicating a deeper love.
所以今天我们的爱要摆脱感觉的行动，有更多的刻意的行动。
So today our love should be more intentional.
我问我们在座的弟兄的姐妹们哦。
Sisters.
你是喜欢你的另一半刻意的跟你在一起？
Do you like it when your other half is intentional?
你喜欢你另外一半刻意的跟你在一起，跟我挥手有吗？
If you like that, raise your hand.
弟兄们，
brothers,
今天聚会结束，
after the service,
你懂的，
you know what to do.
刻意一下啊。
Be intentional.
在多年前， Helen 有一个刻意的动作让我印象深刻。
So many years ago, Helen did something intentional that I remembered.
我们在厨房，
when I was in the kitchen.
他就把头贴在我的肩上，
so put her head on my shoulder,
然后就跟我说黏着你，黏着你，黏着你，黏着你。
And says I'm gonna glue to you, I'm gonna glue to you, I'm gonna glue to you.
不管我走到哪里，他就说黏着你，黏着你，黏着你。
No matter where I go, I said I wanna glue to you.
那 Helen 没有在现场，对。
Helen's not here.
但我要对 Helen 说，谢谢你从结婚到如今都黏着我，没有放弃我。
I want to say, Helen, thank you for never leaving me and glued to me all the time.
跟你旁边人说，刻意很重要。
Tell the person next to you, intention is very important.
好，来，夫妻练习做一次黏着你，好不好？
Okay, now couples practice, say that. I'm stick with you.
单身的不要趁机表白啊。
Single, don't do that.
要完成来跟从我的呼召，真的很不容易。
And so the calling to follow him is not easy.
所以在今天所读的经文当中，最少有两个方向是刻意是我们需要学习的。
So in today's passage, there are at least two intentional things.
第一个就花时间刻意与天父建立关系，像耶稣上山祷告一样。
Number one, take time to initially build a relationship with the Father, just like
不要等到有事情了、有问题了逼你上山，而是要刻意的跟父建立起关系。
Don't wait for problems first, you up to this mountain, but actually with God.
敬拜是什么？
What is worship?
敬拜不是点开诗歌然后唱歌给神听。
Worship is just singing.
敬拜就是花时间在爱你的神面前。
Worshiping is actually spending time with him.
有多少人知道你花时间和什么在一起，你就会越来越像什么？
Anyone know that the more time you spend with something, you'll be like something?
夫妻脸就是这样子。
Like couple that look alike.
重头味也是这样子。
So influential, it's also the same.
难怪最近有越来越多人长得越来越像手机脸。
So a lot of people look like phone face.
好不好？给你旁边的这样一个大大的笑脸，好不好
？So give the person next to you a big smile.
因为我相信，当我们与天父的时间越多，我们就越有底气向这个世界说：“来跟从我。”
Because I know that the more time you spend with the Father, we have more confidence to say, hi, come follow me.
Yes. 第二个刻意。
So second is spend intentional time.
是花刻意花时间跟门徒建立关系。
To spend building relationship with disciples.
拿出时间就直接说明你的热情和看重。
Using your time, you can see how important that is.
有人研究耶稣的服事花的时间，门训占了多少呢？
Some study shows that Jesus spent a significant amount of time on disciples.
耶稣花了49%的时间跟门徒在一起。当耶稣走向耶路撒冷和十字架的时候，这个比例就更高了。
Jesus spent 49% of his time with disciples.
弟兄姐妹，在家中，你的门徒就是你的家人。
And I know, at home, your disciples are your family.
我知道我们都很忙。
I know we're all busy.
但是在忙碌当中，刻意的时间就格外宝贵，同意吗？
But intentional time is super important.
我大儿子上了大学。
So as my son goes to college,
我能够和他互动、建立关系的时间越来越少了。
So the time we can connect is decreasing.
因此我就更加的珍惜现在还在家中的儿子们刻意的时间。
So I cherish the time with my son.
每天回家，我一定会刻意的去跟每一个儿子打招呼。
Whenever I go home, I intentionally go say hi to them.
然后跟他们聊上几句话。
So talk to them.
如果可以聊的话。
If I can talk to them.
你知道有时候虽然想减肥
，So sometimes I want to lose weight.
但我绝不会错过每一次带儿子出去吃饭的机会。
But I never miss a chance to take my son out to eat.
特别是单独的时候
，Especially alone time.
有多少人知道当司机是最佳谈话和门训的时刻
？How many know that being a driver is the best time to conversation?
所有一切都需要刻意把它找出来。
Everything requires intentional effort.
我想到这边的时候，我心里面就很感动。
When I think about this, I'm deeply moved.
因为天父耶稣基督一定也是这样子。
Because our heavenly Father did that.
他每一天都在找机会，刻意的来与我们互动。
So he intentionally looked for time to spend.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
我们是他最大的热情。
Because we are loved.
甚至为了挽回我和你，他带着热情上十字架，废去了罪和咒诅，恢复了我们与天父的关系。
He even went to the cross with that passion to redeem you and I.
所以家人们，从接受耶稣基督开始，我们每一天都在接受天父对我们的门训。Amen.
So, since accepting Jesus Christ, we receive Him every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
拍手将荣耀归给神。
Give all glory to God.
所以良好的关系绝不会白白产生的。
So good relationships don't happen by chance.
花时间对于关系来说就是最好的投资，也是最大的财富。
Spending time is the best investment in relationship.
但是你会问牧师说，牧师，我每次找到我的家人的时候，我都不知道跟他聊什么。
But pastor, every time I find them, I don't know what to say.
他们关心什么，你就跟他们聊什么嘛。
Whatever they care about, just talk to them.
耶稣会跟我聊篮球，会跟训光牧师聊钓鱼，跟子俊牧师聊水饺。
Jesus will talk to me about basketball. Pastor Guang will talk about fish, and Pastor Zijun will talk about dumplings.
所以他感兴趣什么，你就跟他聊什么嘛。
Whatever they're interested, just talk to them.
有一句话是这么说的。
And what it says right here.
人们不会在意你知道的有多少，直到他们知道你，直到他们知道你多在意他们。
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
跟你旁边拱拱他，跟他讲说，请多在意我一点好吗
？Tell the person next to you, please care about me a little bit more.
不要趁机表白哦。
Don't confess your love.
我祷告从今天开始，在我们的教会当中，在你的家里面，会有更多刻意的关系建立起来。
I pray that starting from today, we will have a lot of intentional relationship.
第二，门训是一种敞开的关系。
Second, discipleship is an open relationship.
有的人觉得让人走进你的生命的内圈是非常有挑战的事情。
How many of you think that letting people into your inner circle is very hard?
特别对现代人来讲。真的是很难哦。
Especially people right now, it's so difficult.
我不知道为什么疫情过后，社恐的人越来越多。
I don't know after COVID is so difficult to talk to people.
有多少人跟我一样是 E 人的？跟我举个手 ，E 人。
How many people like to be alone?
你们不知道什么是 E 人哦，就是外向的人，你们外向的人。
Oh, E.
我们这外向的人。
You're extrovert. If you're extrovert, raise your hand.
有多少人是 I 人？你
他
也不想要举手，对不对
？You probably don't want to raise your hand. You're I.
但是不管你是 E 人还是 I 人
，No matter if you're E or I，
在门训里面，你都需要挑战自己敞开的生命。
If you're doing disciple, you have to really try it.
就好像接待人到你家小组在你家吃饭很 OK 啊。
And just like you having someone go over to your house to eat, it's good, it's fine.
但是邀请人来你家里住，你就要想一想，对不对？
But you want to invite them to your house to live, you might want to think about it.
圣经说，耶稣按自己的意思叫人来，是对他们说，从今天开始，我要向你们敞开我自己。Amen.
So discipleship, yes.
所以你们不会只会看到台上的我，也会看到餐桌上的我跟卧室里面的我。
So you will see me here and also in bed or on the kitchen.
对，有一些I的人就很惊吓，对不对？
So people with introvert, you might be really scared of it.
你可能会说，为什么要这样？
You might think why?
因为门训不是一个单向的上课，而是双向的互动学习。
Because discipleship isn't one-way lecture, it's about mutual.
因为耶稣在告诉我们一件事情，门训最好的门训是分享你自己，而不是告诉他人怎么做。
The best discipleship involves sharing yourself, not just telling others what to do.
所以这十二个门徒用近距离跟耶稣生活在一起的时候，他们会看见耶稣会累、会疲乏、会渴、会饿、会流泪、会难过，也会生气。
So the 12 disciples lived closely with Jesus and saw him experience fatigue, hunger, thirst, fears, sorrow and anger.
我非常喜欢在微乎其义里面谈到脆弱。
I really love it says about uprising.
这边这样说，展现脆弱是能够让人开始真正感受到被爱，找到归属、喜乐、勇气、同理和创意。
So showing vulnerability allows people to truly feel love, finding belonging, joy, courageous empathy, and creativity.
脆弱就是能够把自己摊在他人面前，好让自己被看见也被认识。
Wow. Vulnerability means laying yourself bare before others, you can be seen and known.
是的，当我们彼此更靠近的时候，我们的软弱和脆弱就被放大。
Yes, as we get closer, our weakness will be bigger.
昨天晚上是那个因计划的补课。
So yesterday we have a class.
我们多少人还记得协聪牧师讲过的一个例证
？Do you guys remember what Pastor Joshua said?
就是当摩西举手祷告的时候，旁边有亚伦跟户尔。
When Moses raised his hand, then there's people next to him.
要扶住他的手，对吗
？Want to hold the hand.
他说，当你越靠近他的时候
，He says when you're closer to him,
你就越闻到他身上的味道。
You can really smell.
像这种靠近跟敞开是很自然发生的。
So, how close you are, it's really easy.
但是这也是在告诉我们，我们可以再一次得到医治和恢复的时候。
But also says that at this time we can really feel the healing.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣吸引人的地方不是只是因为他会行神迹奇事。
Brother and sister, God is here.
更是他凡事和我们一样，他愿意靠近人群。
And is willing to get closer to us.
圣经希伯来书第四章十五十六节是这么说的。
In Hebrews 4:15-16 says,
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，现在的 AI 已经相当成熟了。
Brother and sister, even though AI is very matured,
但是你仍然还是希望能够跟真实人能够来互动，不是吗？
But you still prefer to interact with real person, right?
因为真实会吸引人靠近你。
Because real will attract people.
我很喜欢有一句话是这么说的。
I really like the saying.
比起一个永远是对的领袖，人们更愿意选择跟随一个保持真实的领袖。
People would rather follow a leader who is always real than other.Then who is always right?
在我们所读的《微乎其义》里面也有这样子的描述。
We're reading in the book.
所谓真实性，就是可以不去在意自己应该有什么样子，好能够活出自己最真实的样式。
So it describes authenticity as not worrying about how you should appear, allowing you to live out your true self.
对自己的模样感到自在，是促成盟约关系和激进门训的主要催化剂。
Feeling comfortable in your own skin is a key.
弟兄姐妹，这样看来，我们家是最好门训的地方，你阿们吗
？And when we look at it, our home is the best place to.
因为家 nothing to hide.
Because nothing to hide, 没有东西要藏。
Very good. 给 Angela 鼓励一下好不好？哇、wow. 虽然我的儿子 跟我的关系都非常好，真的。
Even though I have a great relationship with my sons.
我的儿子们认为我是一个很好的父亲。
My son thinks I'm a good father.
他们很尊荣，很爱我。
They love me. They honor me.
这不代表我没有软弱，没有失败。
It doesn't mean I don't have my weakness.
我的儿子们最清楚认识这一点。
And my son knows that very well.
就不要提我老婆了，他更清楚。
And let's not talk about my wife.
Hey, 弟兄们，我不需要成为一个完美的父亲。
Hey, brother and sister, I don't need to be a perfect son.
但我必须成为一个真实的父亲。
But I need to be a real one.
大约在我大儿子大概一年级左右的时候。
When my oldest son was about first grade.
神突然感动我要蹲下来对我的大儿子道歉。
God reminded me that I had to kneel down and apologize to him.
我就对我儿子说。
I said.
过去爸爸一直都对你很严格。
I know I've been really strict on you.
我要你做弟弟们的榜样。
I want you to be your younger brother's role model.
因为我有四个儿子。
Because I have four sons.
队伍难带。
It's really hard to take care of.
我需要一个好的班长。
I need to have a good role model.
所以我严格要求我的大儿子。
So I tell him.
然后我跟他儿子说，上帝要爸爸跟你对不起。
And I said, God wants me to say sorry to you.
从今天开始。
From now on.
你只需要做我的儿子就好了。
You just need to be my son.
亲爱的家人们，有了孩子，我们可以重新成长。
Having kids allow us to grow.
我们可以重新与父对齐。
We can be aligned with the Lord.
这就是最好的门训，敞开我们的生命，接受自己的不完全。
This is true discipleship.
你知道后来我大儿子高中的时候
，Later on when he was in high school,
他又有一次跟我吵起来了。
He got into arguing with me.
高中生跟爸爸吵架。
High schoolers fight with me.
你知道我没有打算。让任何人吵得过我。
And I don't want them to win.
当然更不会是我家儿子的。
And of course not my son.
但是事后我就去跟他道歉。
But later on I apologized to him.
你们知道他的反应是什么吗？
You know what he was saying?
他说我就知道你会来跟我道歉。
I knew you were going to come and apologize to me.
门训最好的地方就是让两下透过基督圣灵更加的成熟，更加的成长。Amen.
The beauty of discipleship is allow both parties to grow mature through Christ's Spirit.
但是我要祝福你，因为这只会发生在敞开的关系当中。
But I want to tell you this will only happen if you are true to them.
所以你担心你自己不完全不能门训，我要告诉你，你可以。
If you are worried that you're not perfect, let me tell you, you can do it.
如果你愿意来对齐天父的话
，If you want to align with the Lord,
你的生命会影响你周围的人。
Your life is going to change everyone around you.
牧师，我永远不可能做到像你这样子完美，或者这么好。
Pastor, I can never be perfect like you.
马丁路德金恩博士，他经常以一个老奴隶的方式来结束他自己的祷告。
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. often ended with an old slave's prayer.
他祷告是这样说：他说，神啊，我现在的样子不是我当有的样子，也不是我将会有的样子，但感谢你，我也不是过去那一种样子。
And it says, God, I am not what ought to be, nor what I want to be, but thank you, I am not what I used to be.
家人们，如果我们愿意敞开自己，你会看见你不断的在更新你自己。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if you are willing to open, you can see that you are changing, becoming better.
第三，门训是一种陪伴关系。
Number three, discipleship is a relationship, companionship.
好，现在先跟你旁边人说，谢谢你今天。陪我来主日。
Tell the person next to you, thank you for coming with me.
耶稣邀请十二个门徒走进他的生命内圈。圣经告诉我们说，耶稣要他们常和自己在一起。
Jesus invited 12 disciples into his inner circle, and it says that in the Bible wanted them to be with him always.
家人们，你听懂这句话的意思吗
？Do you guys understand what that means?
我们中有多少人你渴慕神同在的？
Many of you longer for God's presence.
但有多少人知道耶稣来到这世界上是要常与我们同在的？
How many of you know that God is here with us forever?
我要跟你分享，不是你的渴慕带下神的同在。
Let me share with you, it's not just what you want, but He wants to be with you.
而是你终于明白天父上帝是以马内利的上帝，他一直都在，他在等着你来。
Understanding that the Father Emmanuel has always been here.
最好的门训就是将彼此的生活重叠在一起，直到产生同样的共振。
The best discipleship is about overlapping each other's lives onto shared a resonance.
弟兄姐妹，当我分享到这里，我就没有想到有什么可以比参加方舟营的对工更好的。Amen.
So after I share, I know you want to join.
然后一起去短宣
amen, go to mission trip
然后一起参与服事 amen,
we can have serving together
然后一起报名圣培
we can go classes together
为什么因为只有在我们生命可以重叠的时候我们才会产生一个对的共振
because when we're overlapping that's when we can do it together
看看我们今天教会 youth 们的服事真的让我感觉到安慰又骄傲
seeing the youth service today truly comforts me and make me so proud
过去四年我们的领袖不断忍耐地陪伴他们成长
over the 4 years our leaders have patiently accompanied with them and see them grow and support them
当然他们也在陪伴我们成长
of course they are also helping us too
现在他们长起来了
and now they're all grown up
他们愿意陪家中的弟弟妹妹成长
they want to be with the younger ones
周五晚上当我去到儿童青少年活动那里的时候
On Friday evenings when I were over there with the youth
我们每一个服事的 youth 一下课就直接去到那个地方
And they would just go there right away after class
当我看到他们的时候每个人带着笑脸预备好迎接弟弟妹妹们来
When I saw them they were so happy to see the younger ones
周五晚上当我分享信息结束的时候大家都离开了
After I finished talking and everyone left
我就看见有两个哥哥姐姐 在那边
I see two older sister and older brother over there.
一边一个
One side, one side.
他们在陪弟弟们谈话，鼓励他们。
They're talking to them, encouraging them with the younger ones.
然后对弟弟们说：“我刚才为你祷告的时候，天父在对你说。”
And it says that when I was praying, this is what I saw. I was so blessed.
昨天我们的同工 Robert 告诉我，所有的youth 都非常主动，整理、帮忙、动手。哇，整个非常的，他都不用讲话。所有的 youth 他们都在做事情
And yesterday youth were all helping
我们给所有的同工讲员 Robert, Daniel, William
Let's give a round of applause to our helpers
办餐点的 Sarah 小组 Tiffany
Robert, Daniel,
给他们大大掌声好吗
Give them all applause
我想要说的是当我们敞开自己愿意彼此陪伴的时候谁门训谁还不一定呢
What I want to say is when we open ourselves and you choose, you don't know who's going to be helped.
我常常向这些孩子们学习耶。
A lot of time I learn from them.
每次去宣教的时候我也跟当地的教会在学习耶。
When I go to mission trip, this is when I learn as well.
马可福音第十章三十节说到
In Mark 10:31 says,
当人愿意放下一切来跟随耶稣的时候
But many who are first will be last.
这句话是说有许多在前的将要在后在后的将要在前
This reflects that God's intention that when you're willing to leave everything to follow Jesus
教会这就是神的心意
And this is God, what God wants
当你顺服跟随神的时候会激励更多人快跑来跟随耶稣
When you want to follow him you will have more people want to follow him
因为跟从耶稣和耶稣生活在一起是很快乐的
because,
是很荣耀的一件事情
Because when you're with him you feel so happy
门训就是耶稣邀请你和他常常同在
Discipleship is him inviting you to be with him forever
有一句话讲到生活和陪伴的重要
There's a saying about importance of life and companionship
他说你可能会忘记90%他说过的话但你永远不会忘记他怎样生活
You might forget 90% of what someone says but you'll never forget how they lived
你们还记得耶稣复活之后在约翰福音21章1到14节里面他向门徒所做的事吗
Do you remember what Jesus did for his discipleship after his resurrection?
当耶稣上十字架然后被埋葬在坟墓里面的时候
After Jesus was crucified
门徒彼得就开始重操旧业带着其他门徒去捕鱼了
Peter returned to fishing with other disciples
复活的耶稣来找到门徒见他们面就说小子们你们有吃的没有
Jesus resurrected and found them and said Child, do you have food?
我真不敢相信我的眼睛圣经是这样讲他说耶稣就烤饼和鱼给他们吃
And I can't believe my eyes seeing thatHe have fish and food for them.
你们吃过耶稣烤的饼跟鱼吗
Have you seen that he cooked bread and fish for them?
门徒三年半时间跟耶稣住在一起，他们吃过。
So disciples were able to eat it.
他们一吃
，when they eat it，
他们就说是耶稣的味道。
They recognize as God's.
眼泪就流下来了。
They start tearing up.
好，这是我加上去的。
This is what I add.
他们认出了耶稣，也想起耶稣所做过的所有的事情。
They recognize him and they know what he have done.
弟兄姊妹，我好惊讶！我三月份回去参加爸爸的追思礼拜。
So I was so surprised. In March, I went to my dad's.
好多家人朋友来参加。
A lot of people were there.
当他上来要追念我父亲的时候
，Everyone come up and talk to me.
每个人都说。
And everyone says.
想念爸爸煮的控肉饭。
I remember your dad's pork rice.
然后最后的结论是，我们都吃过游牧师的控肉饭。
And everyone said that we have all tasted the rice.
没有人在分享牧师说过什么。
Not what he said.
这是牧者们的悲哀。
This is sad.
那搞得我老婆都很被激励。她说有一天她要发展出一个拿手菜。
This inspired my wife to develop her own signature dish.
因为这些人是一起生活过的人，也是被门训过的人。
These people were who lived together and had been discipled.
我们请敬拜团上来。
Worship team.
最后我要提醒家人们。
Finally, I want to remind everyone.
陪伴是有时效性，也有阶段性的。
Companionship has its timing and phases.
You did a good job.
I did a good job.
箴言第二十二章第六节。
Proverbs 22:6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
In the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
这一节经文讲到教养孩童。
The verse indicates that children will eventually grow.
这就表示孩童有一天会长成大人，同意吗
？They will grow one day to become adults.
门徒有一天会遇见耶稣复活升天。
One day disciples will meet Jesus.
所以我们要把握现在时刻来门训你身边的家人。
So I want to remind you that we need to really take this time.
我要提醒一些的家人们。你们可能在这个季节需要换一种门训的方式。
Maybe you might need to change the way you disciple.
有一些阶段你需要学会放手来门训。
Maybe you need to let go.
有些阶段你需要举手祷告来门训。
Maybe you need to raise your hand and to pray for them.
但是我最终的祷告是。
But in the end, what I want to pray for is.
我们每个人都需要兴起来门训我们所爱的家。
We really need to raise up and to pray for them.
你个人的家。
Your own family,
还有这个天父的家
and also this family here.
我从来没有想过我四十多岁还可以来门训青少年
I never thought over 40 that I'm 40 years old that I can disciple teenagers.
我从来没有想过我这个一点五代操着破烂的英文
I never imagined that as a 1.5 generation with broken English.
然后又不懂得 second gen 的牧师可以来门训青少年
I don't know what I can do as a second generation pastor.
当神把这个感动给我们的社青的几位领袖的时候
When God talked to me
所有都是一点五代的哥哥姐姐
All the pastors are all 1.5 or the brother and sister, sorry
但是在我们教会里面都是第二代的青少年
But our church is also second generation
可是我们的感动好像是要做一点五代的
ButFor us, we feel like we want to do 1.5 generation.
可是我们有第二代的在我们中间。
But we also have a second generation.
我们就跟神祷告。
And I just pray.
最后我们做了一个决定。
So we decided.
到今天验证这个决定没有错。
And we know that it is right.
因为神给我们的感动没有错。只要有爱、有关系，好的门训就可以发生。
Because with love, we can do it.